This is Ted Collins inviting you to listen now to your own program, Here's to Veterans. Program, Here's to Veterans, whose most beloved personality, Keith Smith.
Hello, everybody. It's a pleasure for me to take part in this program, Here's to Veterans. A quarter hour of entertainment and helpful information brought to you, transcribed in cooperation with the Veterans Administration. It is dedicated to the citizens who served in our armed forces, now working shoulder to shoulder with their fellow Americans to make a stronger and better America for us all.
Yes, here's to you, you veterans of Army, Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard. A note in music signed with affection by Kate Smith. Now, what's it going to be, Catherine? Rhythm or remembrance? New or old tune?
Old, Ted, yet ever new. Can you guess the title?
Tell me.
That's it. Tell me.
Like to use traveler's checks for safety and convenience on a long trip. But few of us would waste time by visiting the main office of the company that issues the checks. As we all know, these large companies use local banks for the convenience of their customers. So, to save time and trouble, we usually visit our nearest bank. Veterans, the same thing applies to your Veterans Administration.
That's right. Your local VA office was established for your convenience. Generally, your individual files and records are kept in your local VA office. So in most cases, if you write to VA's national headquarters in Washington, your letter has to be routed all the way back to your local VA office so as to assure you the best possible service. So why waste your own precious time by sending your letter the long way round?
That's right, Catherine. That makes sense. So veterans do not write to VA's national headquarters in Washington. Always write to your local VA office.
And now that we've covered that little matter, Ted, let's get back to more songs, shall we?
That's my idea exactly. And since this program is dedicated especially to veterans, and we know from experience that they have a fondness for rhythm tunes, how about doing one of America's popular show tunes of not so very long ago?
Well, that suits me just fine, Ted. What musical comedy did you have in mind?
Brigadoon. And the rhythm tune that I'm thinking of is pretty special, the way you sing it, that is. Here it is, Kate Smith singing, "It's Almost Like Being in Love."
What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. I could swear that I was falling. It's almost like being.
Sure, our listeners will agree with me. And fellas, a while ago we told you that the proper place to write for quick and dependable service from the Veterans Administration is to your local VA office. VA's local offices were placed where they are in order to bring prompt service to you. They're located as close as possible to the places where you live and attend to your daily business. So, fellas, when you write to your local VA office, you're helping the VA to help you.
And you might add, Ted, with a minimum of delays and disappointments.
Right.
Do not write to VA's national headquarters in Washington, fellas. Do not pile up possible delays and disappointments for yourselves by sending your letters the long way round. Remember, in most cases, your individual records are on file in your local VA office. Always write to your local office. I repeat, do not write to VA's national headquarters in Washington.
And now, Kate, for our final number, I'd like to make a suggestion. It seems to me there was one song, more than any other, which held this nation together in unity and determination during the war. Youngsters sang it. Youngsters sang it in the streets. Boys whistled it as they collected paper and scrap metal for victory. Women hummed it with tears in their eyes to keep up their courage as they went about their daily tasks. Men throughout the world marched forward to its refrain. And as we look back at war, and we think ahead for peace, it's still a song that's uppermost in every American heart today.
Ted, there's only one song besides our national anthem that fits your description. It's a song I was proud to introduce many years ago, a song I'm proud to sing again and again. God Bless America.
That's it, Kate. Then and now and forever, God Bless America.
Thanks for listening, and goodbye, folks.
You have been listening to Kate Smith in a special program in a series called Here's to Veterans. Top flight stars with their sponsors, the American Federation of Musicians, the American Federation of Radio Artists, the Advertising Council, and this station have donated their services to the Veterans Administration in the public interest to bring you these programs. Tune in again for another star-studded Here's to Veterans show. And remember, fellas, if you plan to use any of your benefits or privileges, don't write to VA headquarters in Washington. Instead, write or visit your nearest Veterans Administration office. And now a word from your station announcer.
When